চৈতন্য চৈতামিত ক্লাস গিভেন ইন রাধাদেশ বেলজিয়াম অন 27th অফ সেপ্টেম্বর 2010।
Everybody please chant. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Kaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Kaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
So, this is many pastimes. One of them is that Guru Sam's meeting with the Lord. You see one how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagannath Puri, every year, so many years he stayed and he will be receiving the devotees coming from Bengal, 200, led by Sivananda, who will arrange the lodging and meal, everything, shelter for the devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come to know. They are almost near Jagannath Puri. He personally come on the outskirts near the border of Puri. It's called Atranala, one place. There is a canal-like place. There are 18 arch of a, shall I say, like a bridge. And there he will receive them personally, giving them garland, giving them sandalwood pow, garlanding them, and he will send garland for Nityananda and Adwaita to Acharya in advance with some devotees, and they will exchange loving exchange, paying obeisance to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, somebody left there like that. So once when Sivananda Sen found they sometimes have to cross border of one country to another. Bengal ruled by Muslim and then Purisha by some Hindu king. The border sometimes difficult to cross, and there should be dacoits and river you have to cross, crocodiles, it is dangerous. And also other people, though gang, dacoit gang, they loot, plunder everything. They had to pay tax to the toll to other side, the boatman. Boatman disagreed once. He won't say, he won't take. There's a dog with him. This is falling for a long time. Sivananda Sen will sometime give him prasad, everything, and dog is coming with them. Thought, I will take him to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so that he is delivered. That is his desire. Here he is saying, Vrindavan haite prabhu nilachale aila swarup gosai goire bartha pathaila. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri, and Swarup Damodar Gosai immediately sent news of the Lord's arrival to the devotees in Bengal, so that they know Lord is not in Vrindavan but now arrived in Jagannath Puri, so he can now come. In different parts, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate used to live in Bengal. Prabhupada said how to go to these places, so that one day devotee can visit all these places. They are a place of pilgrimage, at least it's like a dham, at least three miles radius you take. That's what comes to our Muslim Dharma. Prabhupada made it. Last is trust made. Bhaktivinoda Swami Charity Trust. I was fortunate to work with it. And you go to different places of Bengal, some in Odisha, some in Bangladesh, some in Bihar, a few. And all these places, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, Nityananda Shakti, Mother Janava, went and had got many sweet pastimes. Devotees still go and discuss all those places, those pastimes. He said, one day, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur said that Chaitanya Chaitamrita is like a postgraduate course. It's like a, shall I say, Vaidhi Bhakti, Raganuga Bhakti thing discussed out there. But anybody can still read and surface level of the pastimes. It is so sweet that a day will come and many people in different parts of the world learn Bengali. Why? Just to taste Nectarian Chaitanya Chaitamrita. Because after love of God, this book must be. Prabhupada said, Prabhupada, when he was going in America, in a Jaludut cargo ship, he was every day reading Chaitanya Chaitamrita. And Prabhupada said, I get inspiration from this reading. Bhagavad Gita is a preliminary course of spiritual life. One should read it, digest it. Then he should go to Srimad Bhagavatam. It's like a graduate course. Then master degree. Yes, Chaitanya Chaitanya. Like that. Sometimes Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur say like that. In the whole world, all the books are destroyed. Some say, Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Chaitanya Charitamrita. They are that's enough. So he said, Suni Sachi Anandita Sambhaktagan Savendi Ila Chave Kurila Gavan. Upon hearing this news, Mother Sachi, all the other devotees of Navadvip were overjoyed. They all departed together for Nilachal Jagannath. And said, thus all the devotees of Kulingram and Sikhanda, you still can go, not far from Mayapur, at least Sikhanda. So many stories also. As well as Advaita Acharya came together to meet Sivananda Sen. Sivananda will lead, not far from Calcutta, as Sivananda used to say, one place, between Calcutta and Mayapur. Most of these, many of them used to live by the side of the bank of the Ganges, not far. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes go to different places. Nityananda, sometimes Mother Janava. Sivananda Sen arranged for the journey. He maintained everyone and provided residential quarters. While going to Jagannath Puri, Sivananda Sen allowed the dog to go with him. He supplied it food, wheat and maintained it. Ek din ek sthane nodi par hoite uriya namir kukkur na charaye naukate. One day, when they needed to cross a river, an Odishan boatsman would not allow the dog to come in the boat. The border sometimes used to change. Just like now, which used to be guarded by India, now it is controlled by some other country, China, Tibet and all these areas, like that. So, some part of Bengal used to be, ruled by, near the border, by Orissa government. Sometime, again, it became Bengal, like that, border. So, Sivananda Sen, unhappy that the dog had to stay behind, paid the boatman 10 pona of conch shell to take the dog across the river. We know in English there is a money talks. The boatman didn't like to take him, but when he induced him and came, take, I will give some money. So Prabhupada Parpur is writing about 1 pona is 80 kodis or small conch shell, Formerly, even 50 or 60 years ago, there was no paper currency in India. Coins were generally made not of base metal but of gold, silver and copper. In other words, the medium of exchange was really something valuable. Four pieces of kodi made one ganda and 20 such ganda. You don't understand? Yeah, man, hey, go on. Something else. And price, yes, sir. No, you don't understand. একদিন শিবানন্দে ঘাটিয়ালে রাখিলা কুকুরকে ভাত দিতে সেবক ও পাশইলা. ওয়ান ডে হোয়াইল শিবানন্দ ওয়াজ ডিটেইন বাই এ টল ম্যান এট পে ওয়াইল ক্রসিং দ্য বর্ডার হি সার্ভেন্ট ফরগট টু গিভ ডগ ইটস কুট রাইস. রাত্রে আসি শিবানন্দ ভোজনের কালে কুকুর পাইয়াছে ভাত সেবকে পুছিলে. অ্যাট নাইট when Shivananda Sen returned and was taking his meal, he inquired from the servant whether the dog had gotten his meal. You will find, if you go in Parikrama, either in Mayapur or in Vrajamandala, you find sometimes dog is also going in Parikrama. He is also taking prasad, he is also sitting when we are talking Krishna Katha. And for miles and miles, he doesn't go back to his village. Pupa said that in the dham sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will ask devotee not to have devotee to stay in dham, just stay a few days. That's all. But because if you commit offense, very severe result. Next time you may not get a human but may come to dham. Maybe some lower being's body. Maybe. But anybody in the dham must be not ordinary. Not ordinary. And you should treat them like that. If you mistreat them, you'll get result very immediately. Maybe next day, you'll get result the same day. The devotees don't leave them, they don't know. So they will stay in the dham. They watch all these things, see so many results like that. So when he is going, taking his food at night, he asks, did you give the dog food? At night, Shivananda Sen returned and was taking his meal. He inquired from the servant whether the dog had gotten his meal. Kukur nahi pa bhat suni dukhi haila, kukur chahite dos manushya pathaila. When he learned that the dog had not been supplied food in his absence, he was very unhappy. He then immediately sent 10 men to find the dog. Chahiya na paila kukur lok sab aila dukhi hoya Shivananda upavas kaila. He even tried to save the deliver the dog. He so much feeling compassion for the dog. When the men returned without success, Shivananda Sen became very unhappy. Then he fasted for the night. Prabhate kukur chahi kaha na paila sakal vaishnavan mane chamatkar hila. In the morning, they looked for the dog, but it could not be found anywhere. All the Vaishnavas were astonished. So, the Prabhupada wrote a long purport. Prabhupada is saying, Shivananda says attachment to the dog was a great boon for the animal. The dog appears to have been a street dog since it naturally began to follow Shivananda Sen. While he was going to Jagannath Puri with his party, he accepted it into his party and maintained it the same way he was maintaining the other devotees. It appears that although on one occasion the dog was not allowed aboard a boat, Shivananda did not leave the dog behind, but paid more money just to induce the boatman to take the dog across the river. Then, When the servant forgot to feed the dog, dog disappeared. And the dog disappeared, Sivananda, being very anxious, sent 10 men to find it. When they could not find it, Sivananda observed a fast. Thus it appears, somehow or other, Sivananda had become attached to the dog. Even still today, you go to Mayapur, Vrindavan, Jagannath Puri, these are there. I know we have got dog coming from one part of Navadvip in a boat. People sometimes don't say anything, but coming to Mayapur, and every day he will hold a stay, take prasad, Mayapur, whatever thrown or whatever he can get, then he will go away. Every day. And again come tomorrow. And sometimes boatman won't take, sometimes jump in the water, so he will swim to come. It's not ordained. There are many others like this today. Oh, sometime, early days I remember, in Mayapur temple, somebody will so much mistreat dog, because sometimes they make the place little unclean. You know. So some devotee get angry. And if they mistreat it, I've seen very immediate reaction. And he will get. He cannot mistreat the dog. Any Dhammasi should be careful not to. How you deal with him. Some devotees see sometimes nobody is there. Right? Look at the dog and go maybe. Look here, there, temple. When only the lotus building only as the guest house, then that is the only temple. I'm talking about 1975. Prabhupada is still there. And from there, if possible, as far as he knows, there, he paying obeisances to his deity. So it's very meaningful. That's what I do. As will be evident from the following verses, later on, some say, when Prabhupada disappeared from our physical vision, he will go and maybe pay no sense to Prabhupada. The dog got the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and was immediately promoted to Vaikuntha to become an eternal devotee. A dog can. So we should not give up faith. We should not leave this moment and jump into, like a frog, another. Prabhupada said, do not leave this society. Everything is there. People are tempted. I should tell him, there is nothing here. He is always Lakshinarayan Bhakti you are learning. He will give you Gopi Bhava. Don't go there. Everything is there in Prabhupada. Maybe in the contents form. When you become eligible, you can. Unless you become liberated, it's just cheap, easy. Don't take it easily, this thing. A liberated person can get into Rag Mandu. Prabhupada's book, everything is there, Prabhupada said. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has therefore sung, Tumito Thakur, Tumar Kukur, Boliya Janam. In Saranagati, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said this Bengali song, he thus offers to become the dog of a Vaishnava. Why? The dog is very obedient, you know that? Dog, everyone knows, a dog is very obedient to his master. So we should be very obedient. Then we should be surrendered to Krishna or his representative. There are many other instances in which the pet animal of a Vaishnava was delivered back home, back to Vaikuntha, back to Godhead. Such is the benefit of somehow or other becoming the favorite of a Vaishnava. So, Prabhupada used to say often that our Nautam Das Thakur say, Chariya Vaishnava Seva Nishtar Peche. We cannot be free from the material entanglement unless we take the guidance of a senior or a pure Vaishnava. We should be a menial servant to him, then it will become easy to be qualified. Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Kīta janamo ho jathatvā dās, Saranagati. Again, how to surrender, Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakur has got many songs, step by step. How you go? So Saranagati has got 6 points, I hope you all know by now. One is what is favorable to practice Krishna consciousness, accept. What is unfavorable? You reject. Unfavorable means associating with gormis is not favorable. Favorable is take only prasad, don't take anything outside. Then, avasya rakhiya Krishna vishyas pala. You should have firm faith that Krishna will protect me, give me protection. Vishyas pala, and he also maintained. Prabhupada took only 40 rupees worth, maybe $3 at that time, going to America. What is purpose? Start a movement. Worldwide movement, starting what is this? Very completely dependent on Krishna. Krishna maintained him. Verse 24 was engaged. Krishna said, what is that? He said, Yoga Kemam Bahama. He said, One who, without anything, is simply thinking of spreading Krishna consciousness, serving Krishna, Tesham Nitya Vijuktana, and always engaged, Yoga Kemam. What he lacks, I provide. What he has, I preserve. Baham, I carry. This is a nice story about it. I carry. So Prabhupada said, one day, there is one person, his name was Arjunacharya in South India. Arjunacharya. So he is a great Brahmin, Pandit, Vishnu. So he is thinking, he is a great scholar, he is thinking, Krishna is saying that I carry to him what he has wants. Has nothing, those things, I will carry it to him. Carry means I will. So he said, I don't think God will carry to his devotee all these things. Maybe he will send some agent. So he striked out this word, Bhami. Now we understand our philosophy is the Bhagavad Gita is not different from Krishna. The words written, even Srimad Bhagavatam, we say, first canto, second canto, we should meditate. Krishna's lotus feet mean meditate on the teachings of first canto, second canto. As you more advanced, more purified, you go Krishna's other part of the upper part of the feet, then go up his face, smiling face. Meditation means 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. Rasleela. The devotees don't get into Rasila and this was free from all lusty desire. But outside the Sahajya, Mayavadi, Srimad Bhagavatam, first Rasila. It goes step by step. You become more purified. So what is telling this? I just forgot. Kosh Arjuna Acharya. So he started. He went out. Brahmin goes out, brings something, and then wife cooks, offers to Narayan. His wife saw two little boys coming. Very beautiful. Uncommonly beautiful. Two little boy. And bringing so many all foodstuff. Milk, ghee, rice, vegetables. So she can make a big feast. What happened? He said, in India, sometimes you carry like a balance, a stick just this one. So they use some bamboo like this. And from the bamboo, both sides with the rope, a device made so that anybody can make it. And put the goods both sides equal amount. And carry it easy. But this little boy carrying so much, these two, he said, what? They have got scratch on their back. Then Krishna Acharya sent all this thing. Oh, you're so wonderful, boy. So come, come, come. You stay here. Who did this thing? Krishna Acharya. Krishna is not so cruel. Why he gave you so much thing? You cannot carry little boy. He is not so... My husband is not so cruel. You are so little boy, tender skin, and he gave you so much. Yeah, so wait, come. Wait, I'll cook something. You take prasad, then you can take rest inside. No, we are busy. What busy? No, what? Nah, Krishna Chardik, what he did? No. If I again go, again stay here, I don't know what he'll do. No, he's not so cruel, I know. All right, I'll call him. Suddenly, they found those two boys gone. Then, when Krishna Chardik came back, she cooked so many things. Usually ladies in India, at least Hindu, still not come from conservative family. They first feed everybody. First elderly people, kids, they feed. Then, when everybody has taken prasad, even long time, Draupadi also used to do that, then she will eat what is left over. Thus, she commands respect from everybody. Respect, you know. So, she is waiting for her husband. Otherwise, the kids could have taken. The husband came. She is asking, I didn't know. I know you are not so... What? You are so queer. Why did you mistreat like this, these two kids? What are the two kids? I don't understand. Krishna Chariya, when he came back, and his wife asked him, why you treated those two boys like that? Who are these two boys? What are you talking? Then he showed so many foodstuffs, he couldn't understand. Who brought all this? Now you said those two boys told us? Who are these two boys? Then she is describing, very beautiful, uncommonly charming looking two boys. And the tender skin, little boy, you gave so much goods and there was scratch on their back. Then he started thinking, suddenly he could understand now. That I scratched out this word, these words are not different from Krishna. So Krishna Balaram came, you could understand. So in ecstasy, tears rolling down, his wife was, what happened? And he said, you are fortunate. I am most unfortunate. And asked, what? Then he disclosed it. He said, you are very fortunate. You don't know who did you see. But he couldn't recognize. But I am not fortunate enough to see my Lord. Also, this is an old story, well known. I didn't know the name of that person, but Prabhupada, lecturer I heard, who is telling a different story, he told the story. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, so our only desire should be, Prabhupada was saying, to take birth under the care of a Vaishnava. You know, Prabhupada one place said, if you want to become a pure devotee, two things are very important. If you are born in a pure Vaishnava family and then come in touch with a pure devotee as a teacher, then every chance you can become a pure devotee. We find in the life of Prabhupada, Prabhupada is like that. His father was also a pure devotee. Prabhupada told us later on, his sister I saw, and sister was Prabhupada later on said, don't mistreat her. She is also a pure devotee. She will go back to God. She was trained by her father and brother, sister, they are just one after another, and next. So they are trained with the deity of Radha Madhav, worshipping, celebrating, holding Rath Yatra, Jagannath, Janmashtami, other some Ram Navami, like that. So, does very nicely. Formerly, we had the opportunity to be born of a Vaishnava father, a Prabhupada's telling. Who can tell Prabhupada's father's name? Gaumohan Dehe. Huh? He will invite. Actually, ideal family, Vaishnava should be not eat till he can feed some sadhu. His father used to every day feed some sadhu. And when they are going, before that he will ask, can you bless my son so that he can get the mercy of Radharani? Radha is a greater devotee. So something like that. The devotee comes to Calcutta. Other devotees, local devotee, and they request to take where Prabhupada early days in boy used to live, that same very temple. They can get prasad also, maybe. I don't know. Still how many can, but we have many times. See, Prabhupada is there. When Prabhupada was again elderly, doing business, he was other part of Calcutta is there. All these places are there. It's like that. Oh, and in Delhi also, where Prabhupada from Vrindavan used to go, that temple, Chipiwada, near the Chandni Chowk. You can go, you go to Vrindavan, you can visit those places. Very nice. Connaught place where Prabhupada personally used to back to Godhead. He will go person to person like a little boy who distribute, sell newspaper. Prabhupada will go and request, who will take spiritual man back to Godhead? But Prabhupada will be pushing. Now we see what Prabhupada is doing. This is called sadhu sangha, knowing how he became a great Vaishnava. It's past. Difficult. One has to collect, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said. Pray again, Prabhupada is saying here. Opportunity born a Vaishnava father who took care of us very nicely. He will buy, his father will buy Vidanga and a teacher to teach Prabhupada Vidanga playing. And Prabhupada's mother and his father will talk. Prabhupada's mother will tell Prabhupada's father, why you buy for son Vidanga? Why you want teacher for this? Why? He said, no, let him play. I have given him teacher for his school studies, others. Why not this? Let him play a little bit. Prabhupada said like that. I remember. Prabhupada sometimes will tell about his life. He prayed to Srimati Radharani that in the future we would become a servant of the eternal consort of Sri Krishna Radha. Thus, somehow or other, we are now engaged in that service. That Radha Madhava ditti, small, Prabhupada's sister and his worship, it was there in his temple. Some say Calcutta, some say Los Angeles, some say Mayapur. We may conclude that even as dogs, we must take shelter of Vaishnava. The benefit will be the same as that which accrues to an advanced devotee under a Vaishnava's care. Also Krishna said, Tadvidhi Pranipathyam. One should be very menial servant. When you see Narada Muni's life, the same thing. His mother was a menial servant of the great Vaishnava. And Narada Muni himself also serving them and very attached to them. And they, before they leave, after 4 months of rainy season, they told Narada Muni everything of the confidential secrets of devotional service. And he told all these things to his disciple, and disciple asked, Vyasadeva, how you become like this now? As we see, and he told his past stories. This way, we should get inspiration so that one day we can become a grain of dust. Narada Muni, Prabhupada, Mother Kunti, Drupadi, we can at least can become pure and go back to God in this way. Thus, in great anxiety, they all walked to Jagannath Puri, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met them as usual. Sabaliya koilo Jagannath darshan, Sabaliya Mahaprabhu karena bhojan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to them to see the Lord in the temple, to call the devotees. We should call it in association with devotees. Prabhupada said, I make this call, He has given in the constitution of ISKCON, one thing is there, that is Sadhu Sangha. ISKCON is meant, don't go alone, I will make advancement day and night doing japa, and you improve this, and progressively fall down. Always I should do. Even you are a sannyasi, going out of the temple, other side of the road, with the grocer's shop, take a brahmachari, because mind is so strong. Any moment you can be deviated. Mind is so strong. And you know, you should learn from the history. There is a saying, somebody learned by seeing, somebody learned by experience, after many, many times, bitter experience, then come back to Krishna consciousness. Better see. And why to go through all these bitter experiences? He wants it. পূর্ববৎ সবারে প্রভু পাঠাইল বাসস্থানে প্রভু ঠাই প্রাতকালে আইলা তার শ্রী চৈতন্যবাবু ওয়েন্ট টু দেম টু সি লর্ড ইন দ্য টেম্পল জগন্নাথ অন দ্যাট ডে হি অলসো টুক লাঞ্চ ইন দ্য কম্পানি অল দোজ ডিউটিস প্রভুপা সামটাইম ইউ টেক প্রসাদ ডিউটি সামটাইম সন্ন্যাসি হু ইউ সাপোজ টু টেক প্রাইভেটলি ইয়ার ইটিং স্লিপিং ফিউ থিংস সাপোজ টু বি বাট Guru sometimes has got two aspects, and he is as good as God, representative. One should not be too much familiar with Guru, and he will commit offense. And again, if Guru likes, he can act like a father also, to his disciple, son. Guru's used thing, one should be very careful, not touch feet. He should be worshipable, so Guru's. But if he likes, sometimes he can allow his son to eat in his plate or something. They say, yeah, you should take advantage. If he allows. Then, yeah. Once, and maybe tomorrow, they ask him, tell about Prabhupada's morning. One of his, maybe better than, one of his disciples, leader, GBC, he was doing very preaching work, very good, working very hard. So he came, Prabhupada said, give the report, what is happening in Germany, England. He came such a time, very late hours in Mayapur. So Prabhupada, one disciple, like a servant, he is doing this, that, whatever he says, or a stay with Prabhupada in his room. Most of them, do this, do that. So Prabhupada said, arrange prasad for him. Good report, very good, and he seems very exhausted. And he went out, time was 3 o'clock. Long before everybody finished prasad, cleaned up everything, to go from Lotus building to at least 5-7 minutes, maybe you have to walk, unless you done. Then again come back, no phone. So he's thinking how to get cooked by something. Harry came. What happened? Suppose it will take some time. Why? Everybody finished prasad, nothing there, everything cleaned up. No, I didn't get it, really anything. Suddenly, then Prabhupada said, okay, Prabhupada stopped eating. He was eating. Stop. You take this. I bring a plate. No, take it. I don't know whether everybody knows. Prabhupada sometimes. Do like that. He's used things, give others and things. So you are using, you got the blanket? Yes, Prabhupada. You are not. So you are using, it's very cold. No, it's difficult. Why? I came to know that somebody cut that blanket to half, gave him half, other half he gave to somebody. So he doesn't like to tell the Guru all this thing in a chastising. He came to know, what? Call him. Why you cut it? Did you ask me? Now, are you using it? It's difficult, I understand. No, I don't want to use it. It is used by you. That they will say, it is used by you, Prabhupada. So it is, I can't use it. It will touch my body, feet, or... No. Out of affection. Just like a father. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes eat with the devotees, serve them, something like that. He personally garland them, or sometimes he just a few devotees, sometimes completely alone. Then he said, all as previously, the Lord provided them all with residential quarters. He arranged for all devotees who will be staying here. And the next morning, all the devotees came to see the Lord again. Asiya dekhila sabe sei to kukure, Prabhu pashe boshiyache kichu alpo dure. Chaitanya knows everything. So what he's saying, when all the devotees came to the place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they saw that same dog was sitting a little apart from the Lord. Nice story. Prasad narikel shasya dhyan phelaiya Ramakrishna harika varena hasiya. Furthermore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was throwing remnants of green coconut pulp to the dog. So you come to Mayapur, you can eat green coconut pulp. Mayapur, nice coconut. Also Hawaii. Bengali coconut, very good. Especially water, drink. It's like a Krishna soda water. Very good for digestion. You have to go take Pepsi Cola. Coca-Cola. Krishna has done it. Smiling in his own way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying the dog, chant the holy name, Ram Krishna Hari. And then saying the dog was saying, it reminds me something actually. Sosya khai kukur Krishna bhai bar bar, dekhiya loke mone hoilo chamatkar. Seeing the dog eating the green coconut pulp and chanting Krishna, Krishna, again and again, all the devotees present there, very much surprised. In this connection I remember, you come sometime in Vrindavan, sometime Dham, Ekchaka, let me say. Have you ever anybody gone to Ekchaka? Itaran Dham? You go to Ekchaka. Still the deity which came to Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu had a dream, Krishna is telling, I will come to you. When you take bath in Yamuna, in Ekchaka is not different from, you know, Vrindavan. So there is also a river like small canal where our ISKCON leader says, Shubha Maharaj, can you make us stay here? We can come here, take bath. Then Nityananda used to take bath. From very early days, 74, 74, we used to go to that place. Nityananda, Ekchakadham, Jagatakamanda. So they are the same deity. When Nityananda was taking bath, in a dream Krishna told him, they came to him. And Nityananda took that deity. And still it is there, it's called Bakarai. Krishna, who is in three-man form. He is still there, and there devotee from far comes, is very old deity from Nityananda's time, 500 years. People pray to the Lord, like his men. Maybe their desire is fulfilled, you know. So it's very old deity. So there if you go, sometimes see the local, when those around that place, the dogs, he's going inside the kitchen, people don't say anything and licking all prasad, eating. And sometimes when the devotee is chanting there, dog coming there, what they are saying you don't understand. But he's not saying bharti. Definitely he's saying something which appears maybe glorifying the Lord. You won't believe unless you go there, you see this thing. It's really amazing. Nobody been there. I saw Vrindavan, Parikrama time. Every year some dog is going. And we left that village. 3-4 days gone, he doesn't go back to his village. He's going to Jyoti. Jyoti give prasad, he eats. And in the Mangalarti, cold. Badrinath, Kedar. And Vrindavan also Badrinath there, Adivati. And cold, the dog is sitting there. And Srimad Bhagavatam, class going, he will sit beside the devotee, little distant. Sitting there as if hearing. And he will throw prasad, he's not eating. Then we did some technique. I said, we are going, leaving. We stay there 1 or 2 days. So we said somebody, when we are going, you hide somewhere. Take very nice prasad. What you eat, everybody nice, clean, leave plate and cover up everything. But hide. As if you tend to, we are going away, but on the other we come and hide, see what happened. And they are seeing, we tested this. You see, those dogs, when the throne I posad, he is not eating. Left over, eaten by others. But when he prays nicely, neatly, covered, everything untouched, then everybody gone from somewhere, everything here and there, family come, remove the cover of the leaf and eat it. Very meaningful. You can think of why he's doing like that. Not ordinary at all. Then sometimes you see devotees taking some punda, bhat related to Radharani, Krishna, something, some pastime. And devotee taking bath, dog is also taking bath. And one day you see, he slept and never had to wake up. Very meaningful. And then it's saying, when he saw the dog sitting in that way and chanting the name of Krishna, Sivananda, because of his natural humility, immediately offered his obeisances to the dog. That's why I say, these are not ordinary dog. Dog, just to counteract his offenses to it. He thought, I couldn't, you know, feed him and take him to Chetavan. The next day, no one saw the dog. For it had obtained its spiritual body and departed for Vaikuntha, the spiritual kingdom. Prabhupada, during his conversation, sometimes say, don't go to Vrindavan. Nobody can go to Vrindavan and realize Vrindavan. You see temple deities. You want to realize Vrindavan? Narottam Thakur says, how to realize Vrindavan? He said, Vishwaya chariya kabe suddha habe mana. When you give up all your material desire for sense gratification, then your heart will be pure. Then you can realize what is Vrindavan. You go there, what I am attached to, I am looking for. Where is Pepsi Cola? Don't mind. Shouldn't do that for us. Go in a humble way. The moment you go to Vrindavan, within what is 100, okay, so many square miles, that arrive, Mathura station, wherever, at one speed, Dhanava, doesn't matter if it is dust or what. That is what Okrura taught us, how to go to Vrindavan. When Okrura arrived in Vrindavan, Kamsa sent him, and he saw the footprints, he always thinking, meditating, how Krishna will treat me, this, that. That Vrindavan is non-defined, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, as Krishna is worshipable, everything of Vrindavan is worshipable. Vrindavan, dhan, dust, everything, peacock, dog, cat, rat. Be careful. Even the monkey, sometimes people see somebody is something going to beat the monkey, he took care of it. No, don't. But you should know how to treat them. Be indifferent to the monkeys. At the same time, don't show your compassion to the monkey. Then he will think you are indulging in, he will come to you and put your hand in his pocket and take your money, everything, sunglasses, glass. I was one day going with another sannyasi, and suddenly, where, I don't know, you don't know, where is Prabhupada Radha Damodar temple? Not very far from there, but some distance. Few minutes, through a shortcut gully, lane, you can go by Mirabai temple. And from there, come out, where is going towards where Raslila, as Nidhuvan. Before going there is called Sahaji temple. At that temple, when you are going to CDD, suddenly that must, what? Something happened. I said, what happened? So I felt something on my neck, actually. Then you understand. You see a monkey and see Maharaj's glass. Sometimes somebody's bad, ladies, take my hand. So many things like that. Glass often, very often. I say, quick! Some shop selling, one guy vendor selling dry chippies. roasted chickpeas, sand roasted. I said, quickly, give a few packets, we'll give you money. Maharaj offered it quickly. And he took one offer, showed him like that. Then, monkey coming, took that. He's in one hand, he's holding that. He, and keeping a distance, he stretched his hand. And Maharaj gave one packet, like a cone. And put all dry chips, chickpeas, dry chips, tasting, dry sand. Two, and then still he is not giving. Then he is showing the other packet of Maharaj. And quickly give it before he, with his stick, you know, he does something. So again Maharaj, at once, he gave that. So many times, takes away. Somebody's big bag, up to the... So here, Prabhupada's purport is saying, this is the result of sadhu sangha, a consequent association with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and promotion back home, back to body. About the dog associated with Sivananda Sen. This result is possible even for a dog. By the mercy of the Vaishnava, therefore everyone in the human form of life should be induced to associate with the devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Labha Matra, Labha means 1/11th of a moment, technically speaking. Labha. Labha is a part of a time, fraction. If somebody had association, pure devotee, Prabhupada said, I had got little association of my Guru Maharaj, and the Guru Maharaj, influenced me so much, I used to think, here is a man, he can do something so that the whole desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be fulfilled. Here is a great personality. I used to think, after seeing my Guru Maharaj, I think, yes, he can think like that. Samaya hoye geche. His telling time is over. Can you put some water?
No.
That's some cold water. What's the time? 8:35. So if I go to bed at 9, get up at 3, 6 hours. In morning we'll go to class. Okay, yes. Yeah, you finish? Soon? Achha. Read the part of what Prabhupada said. Shall I? Finish. So Prabhupada is saying, therefore, everyone associated with devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Labha Matra. By rendering a little service, even by eating prasad, not to speak of chanting and dancing, everyone could be promoted to Vaikuntha. Simply like this. I remember anybody come to see Prabhupada, Prabhupada sometimes disciples are there, and Prabhupada will be preaching to him. After preaching, he will ask questions, and Prabhupada will ask his disciples, some of them, read that part from this bhar, this, that. Then when he goes, Prabhupada said, please take up, and indicate one of his disciples, giving prasad, nice, please. Any big, big person come. George Harrison, poet Allen Ginsberg, Ravi Shankar, just to mention a few, I saw many others have come. BBC, British Broadcasting Corporation's big guy, big newspaper's editor, minister, poet Gulshan Sen. It is therefore requested that all our devotees in the ISKCON community become pure Vaishnava, so that by their mercy all the people of the world will be transferred to Vaikuntha. Even without their knowledge, everyone should be given a chance to take prasad. Prabhupada used to say sometime, I don't know whether you like this thing, say always you see somebody cooking nice puri, fried eggplant, something like that. And anybody come at once, you welcome him and give him first prasad. then preach to him Krishna consciousness. Then you can ask him, take some opportunities. Sometimes you say, within the 10 kilometer radius of the temple, nobody should be seen, starving. Every day give prasad. Anybody comes. Everyone should be given a chance to take prasad and thus be induced to chant the holy names of Hare Krishna. And also dance in ecstasy. By these three processes, although performed without knowledge or education, even an animal went back to God. ঐছে দিব্যলীলা করে সচিরানন্দন কুকুরকে কৃষ্ণ কহাইয়া করিলা মতন ফেলিসিটিয়া হি সেইং সচ আর দি ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল পাস্ট টাইম অফ শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু দ্য সন অফ মাদার সচি হি ইভেন ডেলিভার্ড এ ডগ সিম্পলি বাই ইন্ডিউসিং টু চ্যান্ট দি মহামন্ত্র whole world can be delivered. Everybody is so joyful. But also, to be now Purikama is also sweet, very nice. It's after people get so exhausted, devotees, sometimes blistered, scorching rays of sun Vrindavan, and walking on the tar road, there's a blister sometimes. Breakfast instead of 9 o'clock, taking maybe 12:30, and noon prasadam instead of 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, maybe 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock. But they just say, after blister come bliss. Yes, yes. But Mayapur, what do you call, always joyful, always blister, nice prasad, nice facilities. But still at the same time, almost every day you can come back to your place. Mayapur, again, sleep at night nicely. Again, early in the morning, run, wiggle there, take you to the spot. Almost, even if it is pretty far, another place, still you can go. You can have nice boat journey over Ganga, and take bath in Ganga, so much water, you can swim across Ganga sometimes, or Jalangi, very nice. May I ask, is there these two brothers, they are traveling, one of them, Panchajang, he came here? Yes? He was telling story of Mayapur. There are two brothers, they are Pujari, head Pujari Jarandivas. He doesn't go very far. Prabhupada asked him, he always stays in Mayapur. Sometimes he goes to Vrindavan, very rarely, here and there. But Panchajang, younger brother, both look same, though sometimes leaders cannot recognize who is who. They ask me something, one day Tamal Krishna asked me, Subha, can you recognize who is who? So yes, I have been a long time here, I can. But from a close distance, if far is very difficult to distinguish. But he is now traveling, I know. While I am going, I heard he came there. So come to my room, very nice, to my place. Hare
Krishna.
Samaveda Bhakta Bhaktim ki, Vishnu Krishna ki. The Hare Krishna community.